Bob Almanac, and I had to do some fact checking. When I said Kitty Wells, I wasn't totally confident in that, but I couldn't think of the actual person who did it. It was Patsy Montana. It's Patsy Montana.
Yep.
Who did I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart. It's the Bob Almanac, Monday, November 23rd, 328th day of the year. We have 38 days. You know what? Somebody pointed this out to me. Remember earlier this year when we were doing the nth day of the year and how many days were left?
Yes.
It was adding to one too many. So that's why it was saying
yes.
38 days and then 37 full days, because the 38 days left, they were including today, which we already included today because we were saying what day it was of the year previously.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So now they've changed it.
Oh, they have.
Yeah, now it adds up to 366. So 328 and 38.
So it only took them about 300 days to figure it
out. And I don't know when they were doing, because I don't pay attention to it. A lot of stuff, as far as the stuff I read, I'm just reading it and thinking about what I'm going to ad lib in my mind at that time. That's the process of the Bob Almanac. So a lot of times when I'm reading stuff, I'm not comprehending it because the other part of my brain is thinking about ad libs and maybe something that might be funny or not.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I read it and I don't even know what I'm reading. So yeah, 38 days left, and that is 38 full days. 1889, the first jukebox made its debut ever, the Palais Royal Saloon in San Francisco. I don't know how it worked. It wasn't a player piano. That was something completely different.
Right.
This is a jukebox that played music that was recorded on acetate or whatever Edison was using at that point in time for his talking machine and recording machines, but it had to be pretty interesting. And I guess Fonz showed up. He hit his fist on it.
Gave it a good bump.
And that's how it got started, this date, 1889, 1960.
Welcome to the Hollywood Boulevard Walk of Fame, the world's most famous sidewalk. The legendary Walk of Fame was developed as a lasting tribute to personalities who helped make Hollywood an international destination.
Hollywood Walk of Fame, dedicated on this date, Hollywood Boulevard and Vine Street. You know, a smart guy would have looked to see who had the first star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame 1960, but, you know, it's Monday. I just didn't feel like it. I do know that there are some Muppets that have their own star, and that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
The Muppets, yeah.
So Gary Wright quit the group Spooky Tooth on this date. He's playing for Spooky Tooth. Never heard of him, right?
Never heard of him.
Gary Wright said, you know what? We're not going anywhere. I'm leaving. And that was a good thing, because if he hadn't, we wouldn't have gotten this.
Great tune.
And I don't know if I could have gotten I don't think I could have gotten through my childhood without Dreamweaver.
It's a good one.
So Gary Wright in the news, 1974. It was 1976. Let's hear from the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis.
I did have this woman to come up here and talk about it. Here I am. And he said, well, you're pretty loaded. I said, I'm pretty loaded. You're right there. And he said, what are you doing with that pistol down there? I said, oh, yeah, a pistol. I didn't have too much of an explanation for that. He said, well, did you come up here to shoot Elvis or something? I said, sure. That's exactly what I came for. If you're that crazy to believe something like that, I said, if you're that stupid, I mean, believe what you want to. Well, they led me downtown.
He shouldn't have said that.
No, it was a mistake.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Elvis had been calling him and saying, you know, I'm depressed. Why don't you come and see me? He just picked a bad time, like 3 a.m. in the morning to go see Elvis. You knew Elvis was up, though.
Well,
Elvis didn't sleep.
No.
1976. Of course, Elvis would pass on in 1977, less than a year later. And his buddy Jerry Lee Lewis, they're part of the Memphis Sound. They're part of the Million Dollar Quartet. But apparently the guard didn't know that.
Evidently
and he
not.
Called the cops on Jerry Lee Lewis.
They were
and,
good friends.
Jerry Lee Lewis, though, he started to make a scene a little bit. He was shouting, waving a pistol, demanding to see Elvis. I doubt that the guards at Graceland really look upon that too favorably.
I would think not.
No matter who you are, really.
Yep.
You know, if it would have been Liza Minnelli out there waving a pistol and demanding to see Elvis, jumping up and down and shouting, would they have called the Memphis cops on her, too? Probably.
I think so, yeah.
I think so, no doubt. Yeah. How about in 84 in sports? This was kind of a big deal.
Flutie flushed.
Now, wait a minute. Have you ever seen a Flutie flush? Have you ever been flushed like Flutie?
No.
Flutie was flushed.
Throws it down. Caught by Boston College. I don't believe it. Oh. It's a touchdown. The Eagles win it.
So we've had the miracle at the Met. We had the Meadowlands miracle. Of course, we've got the Minneapolis miracle. A lot of miracles when it comes to sports. This was another one.
Yes.
That was given that delineation of being a miracle. Doug Flutie's pass, 1984.
He threw that a long way in the air.
He did, and he was a little guy.
Yeah.
And, it, of course, out of that, we got Flutie flakes. That was this date, 1984. Also, same day, 84.
Hello, you there, boy.
Me, sir?
Yes, you, my good fella. What day is today?
Today? Well, it's Christmas Day, of course.
Christmas Day. I haven't missed it. The spirits did it all in one night. They can do anything they like. Of course they can.
George C. Scott, number two on my list of the greats to play Ebenezer Scrooge. Number one, of course, Scrooge McDuck is number one. And then George C. Scott.
He did a great job.
It was A Christmas Carol, 1984. He wasn't talking about surplus population at that point, at the end.
No, earlier on he did.
I think the ghost had shaken him loose of that term.
Yes.
So that was this date in 1984, and then 2015.
Another slice of Hollywood recently went on sale in London. The dress, made famous by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz, was expected to fetch £35,000 before it went under the hammer at Bonhams in a sale of rock, pop and film memorabilia.
Well, it's a film that is almost timeless.
I mean, it is timeless, Wizard of Oz, and it ended up selling her blue and white dress, Judy Garland, $1.56 million. It was a pinafore, of course, as you know, Neil. You're very, you know your garments.
Yes, yes.
And was it made of gingham? I'm going to guess gingham.
Okay.
5 years ago. Gingham goes for a top price these days.
It must.
You can at least get a million for every gingham garment that is out there. We have very few birthdays today. This is just slim. One might say sparse would be a term, too. I have four living birthdays that I'm doing today.
Really?
Bruce Hornsby. So that means we have time to enjoy more Bruce Hornsby.
You know, when we do songs that charted country from other genres, he's charted in country.
Well, because he included the mandolin.
Yes.
Mandolin crisscrosses genres. In fact, there are several polkas that have the mandolin in it. People don't know that. He was very good on the piano. And this song is Mandolin Rain.
Yes, it is. Listen to
the mandolin. The Bruce Hornsby, happy birthday, 66.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
He was Papa John, and his name is actually John, and we appreciate that he didn't make that up. Businessman John Schnatter is 59. Papa John, didn't he get into some trouble? Did he say something or do something? And he kind of, and even though it was his company, Papa John's, it was like his board of directors said, you got to step down, or you can't be the face of the company anymore, or something. Yeah. So he's 59. Our rapper of the day today is Corrupt. Mm-hmm. Corrupt, the rapper of the day, is 48. Billy Ray's daughter, Destiny. That's her real name. Her birth name was Destiny Hope Cyrus. She went with Miley.
Miley?
Miley Cyrus. 28, of course. She did some songs. Some were country, and then she had her Hannah Montana show, too.
Sure.
Honey, you look terrible.
Couldn't sleep. Feel sick.
Yeah, you know, you sound kind of like that old mule that used to hollow fat Uncle Earl up at Hill to Church. Look at that rash.
I tell you what, more sitcoms need Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, he did fine.
Yeah, he was very good on that Hannah Montana show. So Miley Cyrus, to me, seems like she's been around forever, but she's only 28.
Oh, yeah, she's so young.
She's 28 today.
Gone, but not forgotten. Our 14th president of these United States is Franklin Pierce, and he was born on this day, 1804. It says here that he was born William H. Bonney Jr. I don't think that's correct. He was actually born Henry McCarty and changed his name to William Bonney or Billy the Kid.
So let's just say he had a lot of aliases and a lot of names he could use when he went town to town, gunfight to gunfight, right?
Yes. He only lived to be 22, but he left an impact on our history books. Billy the Kid was born on this day, 1859. He was very scary as the original Frankenstein from the movies in the early 30s, Boris Karloff.
You stay. We belong dead.
I'd hate to hear Frankenstein when he was constipated.
Is that The Bride?
The Bride of Frankenstein, yes, the sequel.
Yes.
And you know, everything would have worked fine. I think The Bride would have said yes to Frankenstein's monster if Dr. Frankenstein would have made him look better looking.
Right.
The flat head, the green skin, the bolt sticking out. Right. I mean, she had none of that.
She had a
kind of
going on.
She was actually kind of fetching. Yeah. I mean, she had the Elvira, Mistress of the Dark hair. Right. You know, the Lily Munster hair going on, you know.
And this is what you drum up for me?
Yeah.
This clown?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why it fizzled. Boris Karloff there, and of course he did some great narration as well. 1887.
Well, I tell you what, during this time of the year, it's Christmas time, he was the narrator of The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Right.
The cartoon, the Dr. Yeah, the Dr. Seuss. He was the one.
He did a great job.
I must stop Christmas from coming.
He was.
But how?
He was one of the Marx Brothers, and he was the one who played the harp but didn't speak.
So did he...
Harpo, Mark, you got to get out the horn for him.
But so was he Harpo because he played the harp, or because he played the harp, he was Harpo? Huh?
Well, that's good. You got your Groucho, you got your Chico, you got your Harpo, Zeppo, and
Gummo.
Why
was he Harpo?
Why was he Harpo?
Was he Harpo before he played the harp, or was he Harpo because he played the harp?
Well,
you can't answer that?
I can't. Okay. I would have thought he was Harpo before he played the harp, but... That would just be me. 1888.
So you were born French Horn Freeman.
No, I was born Neil before I played the French. Right. John Daner was an actor who was in many episodes of Gunsmoke and many other shows. 1915.
Look at that cute little pup. Oh, Matt, that poor little dog. He didn't do anything.
Seemed a little harsh.
Yeah.
He shot his dog.
No speaking there, just the gunshot.
Just the gunshot.
He had a very unique and recognizable voice. John Daner, 1915. Remember, well, he was one of the guys from Barney Miller, Steve Landisberg.
Swan Lake is one of the most magnificent and breathtaking of all the ballets. It's an artistic milestone in the history of the performing arts.
Did you go?
No, I had hockey tickets.
He was Dietrich.
He was great. He had the deadpan delivery, too. Steve Landisberg, 1945. Remember David Rappaport from L.A. Law and some others? He died young. He was born on this day, 1951, and they're all gone but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot Betty Everett. This is the Shoop Shoop song, Neil. Shoop Shoop. Shoop, shoop, shoop.
I can't blame that all on my staff. You didn't tell me you had her.
Sure did.
I had her right here.
Now they're all gone but not forgotten. Hey, the Bob Almanac is brought to you by our friends at Split Rock Coffee. The coffee you can drink all day. Disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. If you use these beans, and when you use them, that creates a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. Again, it's Split Rock Coffee.
And your wife describes it as, what was it, smooth and
it's
yummy?
Smooth and yummy.
Nice.
All right, would you like to start a Bobathon with Vern Gosnan? Can I tell by the dance that the way?
Right.
Sawyer Brown, Thank God for You. And the third one, Neil McCoy, Wink.
I think I'm Sawyer Brown here today.
And then by the end of the Bobathon, we hope that Neil will be able to answer that question. was Harpo, did he play the harp because he was Harpo, or did he become Harpo because he played the harp? That's something we need to know.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KB.